good stuff. We're trying to get the people to say what we say and confess what we confess and shake their head yes when we do. And we're like trying to get them to agree with us to build. I think we're just trying to encourage ourselves. It's irrelevant. God loves them. They're in trouble. He paid the price. That's what we've got to see. Did you get it? Right, there's an example. Who healed you? Man, shucks, I don't even know. 38 years, sick. Right here to you and me psychologically, that's a tough one. But he went after it because it's just the same as any other infirmity. And he heals him, boom. And never even told him who he was, never demanded of him faith. All he said is, do you want to be healed? He said, sir, I've been here trying to get in that water. I just can't get in. Jesus, oh, get up. And the guy, and you say, well, yeah, but that's Jesus. He told us to follow him. He said, as he is, so are we. We are the body of Christ. Come on. We can make excuses all day long, but God is saying, rise up to the revelation. I put the same spirit in you that's in my son. So we need to be immersed in this compassion that moved Jesus. He saw the man, saw what he was in, knew the will of God, and through compassion, he just said, get up. And the man didn't have a clue. Isn't that beautiful? Here's another one real quick. Let me look at this one real quick with y'all. Go to John 9. Thank you, Lord. Y'all know there's a blind man laying there from birth, right? John chapter 9, verse 6. He spat on the ground. He made clay. He anointed the eyes of the blind man. He said, go and wash. And he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and people in verse 8 that saw him blind said, isn't this the guy who sat and begged blind?